Elsewhere, Bolivian President Evo Morales has called on the United Nations General Assembly to file legal action against U.S. President Barack Obama and his administration for what he described as waging war against other countries.
We have to seriously think of setting up a court of the people, of major defenders of human rights, to file a case against the government of U.S. President Barack Obama. I was surprised when Obama started his mandate by saying, I quote from his inaugural speech, that I was elected to put an end to wars. But now we are seeing the exact opposite.
Morales also blasted the U.S. government for its behavior toward Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The Venezuelan leader canceled his plan to attend the U.N. General Assembly because he said he feared for his life. Morales added that Maduro received intelligence showing his life would be in danger in New York. Morales also criticized Washington for denying visas to members of his delegation. Political commentator Javier Farhi joins us now from the British capital, London. Sir, welcome to the program. What do you have to say about Evo Morales and his address at the General Assembly? Those were some quite bold statements regarding Obama and the U.S. foreign policy.
Well, President Morales and the Bolivian government are furious, and not without reason. Don't forget what happened in July when several European capitals refused to give the presidential plane, Mr. Morales' presidential plane, right to land in the cities because there was fear that Edward Snowden, the whistleblower, could be on board. Now, the U.S. denied at the time that they had put any pressure on Europe to do this, but obviously what the European capitals, European countries that denied these rights to President Morales' plane did what they were trying to please the U.S. in terms of what they wanted to do with Edward Snowden. So that caused a reaction in Latin America, and people were talking about neocolonial sort of attitude. Now, President Morales is furious about that, obviously, not without reason. And then later you have the scandal of the espionage, you know, the NSA sort of spying on countries. And 2 days ago, the Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, denounced in the first part of her speech this violation of human rights, as she called this. So there's reasons for President Morales to be very angry about this, to feel that the hopes that many people had that President Obama would be a completely different president from his predecessor, President Bush, has not been fulfilled. The situation is as bad as it's ever been. It's going to be very difficult to think that there's going to be any success in terms of suing the U.S., but President Morales' reaction is logical and natural to the way they feel President Obama has reacted. So the landing rights, the denial of landing rights in July, the espionage, the scandal of espionage, the possibility of attacking Syria, all these elements have alienated countries in Latin America which would like to have a good relationship with the U.S., but in this case, President Obama is not making things easier for anyone. So President Morales' reaction is logical, it's natural, it's not, many people may think it's over the top, but you cannot expect him to react any other way if his own presidential plane is denied rights to land because of Edward Snowden. That was absolutely disgraceful, as Latin American countries said at the time. And President Morales is always only expressing the anger that any head of state would feel at the way he's been treated and the way his country's been treated, and indeed the way the world is being treated.
Well, let's also talk about President Morales's statement about filing legal action against President Barack Obama. Many in the past have asked for legal action against U.S. presidents and their allies. Most notably, that's George W. Bush and his pal, Tony Blair. At which international arena can such cases be pursued?
But in theory, it should be the International Court of Justice. But don't forget that the U.S. refuses to accept some of the mandates of this court. Happily, the U.S. Doesn't mind if Charles Taylor from sort of Africa is sued, but they would not allow any American be sued in the International Court of Justice, which means that that would be the natural place to start a legal action. But if the U.S. refuses to recognize the jurisdiction of this court in the U.S., it's very difficult to find a way in which this could happen. What Bolivia can do is denounce the U.S., for example, in the Human Rights Commission. But, you know, the resolutions these commissions pass are non-binding. Therefore, it would be very difficult to get a concrete result in terms of doing this. So all Bolivia or any country, for that matter, could do is to try to denounce the U.S. in these forums. But it's very difficult to get anything concrete because the U.S. refuses to accept the jurisdiction of some of these courts.
Thank you very much. Political commentator Javier Farhi joining us from London.